Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, welcome to D-Time Season 1, Episode 32. A heavy topic today, we're going to talk about racism. You know, as an African-American male, you know, I really haven't had a lot of experience with racism. You know, very few, at least the overt racism. Definitely maybe more covert racism or prejudice. But it's something that obviously when you look at today's climate, it's being spoken about more and more. When you look on the news, read the paper, things like that. And so as a Christian, man, I know sometimes, you know, as Christians, maybe we can be detached from worldly issues or topics like these. But at the same time, I think it's important to be aware or be knowledgeable, because when you're unaware or, dare I say, ignorant to certain facts or certain issues, it's easy for those things to creep into your walk, your Christian walk with God, and you can find that maybe there's some prejudices that trickle in how you view other people, and they can be unintentional, but I know the Bible also says that, you know, we can sin unintentionally, and the consequences are still the same. And so I thought it'd be a great thing to talk about from a spiritual perspective on racism, and how do we view it, how do we deal with it in God's church, and, you know, kind of some tips or things that can be helpful to remember when dealing with racism. You know, I think of there's even areas in the Bible where racism was a factor. You know, in the first century, the Jews viewed the Samaritans, people that were mixed from Jewish and mixed with other countries, nationalities. There was some racism within those relationships. The Samaritans were looked down on, which is why a lot of the times when you see Jesus, you know, interacting with non-Jewish people, there's such a commotion. And when you read the Bible, you can see those that context, those layered in the issue of racism. And I think it's something that we do need to talk about. It definitely doesn't need to direct or lead our lives, but I think it's very important to understand the context, understand the importance that racism played in the Bible and plays nowadays. And I think it will help us not only reach out to those that want to be closer to God, but also help us understand our brothers and sisters that are from different nationalities, different cultures, and to not be ignorant of that, but to be understanding and with the love of Christ and with the love of God to be able to deal with it in an effective way. So I'm really excited to dive into this topic. Please stick around for part two. I speak with a good friend, Nita Alphonse, who's Caribbean. We have some great insight into this area as someone of another nationality and who's dealt with this issue in and outside of God's kingdom, and has some great perspective on this. So stick around for part two. As always, if you have any thoughts or comments about this topic, please leave us a message in the comments section. Follow this podcast at D-Time Podcast at Twitter and Instagram. And you can send us an email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. So stick around for part two, where we dive into racism, and we'll see what we learn and come from it. All right, peace. Hey, for D-Time, today we're talking about racism, and I have a very special friend with Nita Alphonse. We're going to break down the topic, but before we dive in, Anita, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Awesome, awesome. So for those listening, why don't you share a little bit about yourself, Nita?
All right. So as you know, my name is Nita. You can call me Bonita. That was originally supposed to be on my birth certificate, but my dad failed. But that's neither here nor there. I am Caribbean. My parents are from Haiti. If y'all. Any Haitians out there, any Caribbean people, hello. But yeah, I was born in Oakland, California, and then we ended up moving to Las Vegas. Amen to Las Vegas. But I ended up becoming a Christian when I was 20, which is really awesome. I'm grateful that God has definitely saved my life around that time. But yeah, was able to go to different places and went back to the Bay Area, and then now I'm here in Seattle, so it's been really awesome. Currently I am a dental assistant. I love teeth. Teeth is awesome. So if I ever get a chance to talk to you or see you in person and I look at your teeth, it's not the fact that I'm disgusted. I just like teeth. I'm just very weird like that. And I'm going to school for ultrasound. So that's a little bit about myself.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for sharing. So like I mentioned earlier, today we're talking about racism and obviously a big, you know, hot button issue in the climate today. And in part one, you know, I talk about, you know, in terms of the Bible, you know, racism was an issue back then as well, and mm-hmm. is no different today. But, you know, transitioning from in the first century to now, what do you think is the root cause or some of the root causes of racism today?
I think for me, like, one thing that I really notice is that it's fear. Like, it honestly roots from fear. And even just like from my experiences and in, you know, in today's society, like the things that we have to grow through, the things that I see and the things that I even experience myself, it's really just based on fear.
Mm. I see. And so, again, correlating from the past and now, in what ways do you think that racism can affect the church, the Christian community today?
I think the way it can really affect is that it doesn't really necessarily help the hearts of people who really like desire God, who really want God, you know, because they'll like either be invited to like an all Korean church or all African church or all African American church or all white church. But it's just like that doesn't really show the love of God. Like God's like, I want all people, you know, like I want everyone. I want one. And I think it really can affect the church because it doesn't really show the love of God.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good point. And so, you know, when you're breaking down that aspect, you know, I know that for me, you know, it can seem like, you know, certain prejudices can creep into folks' mindset. So for you, what advice would you give someone who may be struggling with, you know, having prejudices against, you know, another race? Because, you know, it's a very real thing as a Christian.
Mm-hmm. It is very real. And the advice that I can give is to really be around that person or, you know, whatever race that you have any prejudice towards, to be around them. Because you can honestly have a lot in common with that race. You know, either through the struggles that you went through or, you know, maybe a loss of a parent or a loss of a sibling, they're probably going through the same thing, you know, and you guys can help each other. And that's something that I had to realize too, is that, you know, at the end of the day, like all we have is each other. It shouldn't be about race, you know? And I think that's what people need to do, is just get out of themselves. And really understand that it's not about your race, you know, it's really about your heart.
That's a good point. Now for you personally, how do you feel, or has your view of racism and identity changed since becoming a Christian?
Yeah, it definitely has changed. When I was in the world, I really struggled. Not necessarily, I think it was mostly like, I really, really struggled with white people. And the reason why I struggled with it is because, you know, I had white people call me the N-word. I had white people look at my family in such a disgusting way because we're Caribbean. So we're just like, we weren't the richest people, you know? And I've had a white person arrest my brother, a police officer. And I have nothing against police officer. I actually wanted to become a police officer. I have nothing against them, but I've seen them arrest my brothers. I had another police officer, and he was a white police officer. He ended up slamming me on the table. So it's like my view towards them was just like, you know, like these people are devils, you know, like that was my heart in the past. And and then I had to realize, like, when I became a disciple, women who were white were studying the Bible with me. And I was so grateful because God was allowing me to see, like, these people are not devils. You know, it's just people's hearts. You know, people's hearts are wicked. And it allowed me to see, like, they're not, you know, they're not like that. You know, like, they're not what I think, you know. And it was based on fear. That's what I was thinking. And then becoming a disciple, I've been able to have the privilege of, you know, having, you know, the people who are leading the church, they're white. And I believe it's because God was helping me to see, like, these are not devils. These are the people that I have, you know, appointed to be your leaders. These are the people. And I'm grateful for that because it has continued to help me to understand that what I was thinking towards this particular race is not true. You know, it's not coming from God. It's coming from Satan. So it just really helped me to understand that. And also I can fall, you know, I can fall into the temptations. Like, I think, I struggle a lot, you know, cause I am a black woman, period. Even though I'm not necessarily an African American woman. People will still look at my skin tone and be like, that's a black woman. So I have to deal with the struggles of going to a store and being followed or being watched. But I also have to always remember it's the stereotype, you know, the fear, you know, and consistently understanding like, hey, you know, I can't get upset. I can't become angry. It's just their hearts. So that's the thing.
Good point. Now, I like to ask everyone that I sit down with the same question. For you, what's the best piece of advice that you've received? And it doesn't have to do with this topic necessarily. It can be about anything. But what's the best piece of advice someone's giving you?
The best piece of advice on just anything? I think the best piece of advice that anyone has ever given to me I would say has been from my cousin. And, you know, I think both of them, there's a guy and a girl, they really fought to tell me to just love myself, to really love me. Because I feel like I would always fight to love other people, but I would always tear myself down, you know, and I wouldn't love myself. I was just so critical of myself, and they told me, like, hey, you need to love yourself before you love anyone else. So I think that was the best advice that I was given from my cousins.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, Nita, thank you so much for taking the time out. For those listening, feel free to share your thoughts on racism, and particularly racism in Christianity. I know that, again, in the past, it happened in the past, and I think and sometimes, you know, with when there's a lack of understanding, it can kind of creep into Christianity as well. So feel free in the comments to send us your thoughts or email at thetimepodcast@gmail.com. Nita, thank you so much for taking the time out.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me again.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram @TheTimePodcast. See you next time.